This is North Shore Today for Friday, January 27, 2017. John Castelluccio writes in the Salem News, Peabody City Councilors were expected to sign off on the last major step Thursday night to allowing a busy Route 114 dealership to expand its parking footprint by several acres and add hundreds of cars in storage. The vote would effectively end any possible lingering plans for a nearly 100-unit apartment complex that had generated controversy. The housing proposal, first put forward by James and Paul DeCoulis in 2015, called for 96 apartments designated as affordable housing to be built on 8 acres of undeveloped land they owned off Route 114 down the hill from Brooksby Farm. Access to the site would have come not from the busy commercial corridor, but from a residential side street in the middle of a neighborhood of single-family homes. Neighbors and city officials alike were greatly concerned over the density of the housing, the added traffic, and effects on area flooding. Peabody Mayor Ted Betancourt said the plan would have been very detrimental to the neighborhood. In contrast, the effect now should be minimal, he is quoted as saying. He and Ward 4 Councilor Ed Charest initiated a series of meetings between residents, the DeCoulises, and Group 1 Automotive Group last year. The latter company, which operates Ira Audi on a site that abuts the property, had put forward a proposal to buy the land instead and create an outdoor storage lot. More on this story in today's Salem News. Swampscott town leaders are working to reduce a deficit in next year's school budget. Bill Newell reports on one story making news out of this week's school committee meeting.
Rick, Swampscott parents are not happy that the $275,000 school budget deficit could threaten free full-day kindergarten. Gayla Colley writes in today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn, under a scenario where the budget deficit is not eliminated, school officials are exploring an option to transition full-day kindergarten to a half-day program at no charge. Parents would then have to pay tuition for a full-day program. Katie Holt, who recently moved to Swampscott and has a daughter who will start kindergarten in the fall, said that the idea of going from a full-day kindergarten to a half-day bothers her in many ways. She wondered what kind of burden that would place on the first grade teachers if their students didn't learn enough in the previous year. Claire Beckett said she moved to the seaside town about a year ago, partly for the good school system. She got emotional at the thought of losing full-day kindergarten for her 2.5-year-old child. Quote, as a working mother, it feels incredibly regressive to lose full-day service for me. Beckett said, we can do better than that. Parents such as Holt and Beckett spoke at a public hearing for the FY18 school budget held during a school committee meeting on Wednesday. But officials say cutting kindergarten is a last resort and that they've been scrambling for weeks to come up with ways to eliminate the initial projected $1.5 million deficit. Through some cuts and fee increases, the deficit has been reduced to that $275,000 figure. There's much more on this story in today's edition of The Item, including many of the budget moves the district has already proposed. For North Shore Today, on MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
Okay, Bill, thank you very much. Another school committee story. Bridget Turcott writes in the on itemlive.com, the Lynn School Committee voted to keep the city's schoolyards open for emergency snow parking for the remainder of the year. The panel will readdress the issue next year and make changes to its policy depending on how the season goes. The issue was raised earlier this month when parking during snow emergencies was limited to the city's middle and high schools. In the past, parking had been allowed at some but not all elementary schools. During Winter Storm Helena in early January, city councilors and members of the school committee heard from dozens of residents who were left without a place to park. A few counselors took a stand and opened the chains blocking off the lots. During a school committee meeting following the storm, City Attorney James LaManna said in 2013 the school committee delegated its authority to determine which school lots are open and which are closed during a snow emergency to the city's Inspectional Services Director, Michael Donovan. Donovan reminded committee members that vehicles were not removed from the lots the morning following many storms, and in 2015, the panel was displeased when schools could not open 2 days after a major snowfall. Ray Lamont writes in the Gloucester Times, the attorney representing the company planning a $6 million medicinal marijuana complex in Gloucester's Blackburn Industrial Park, says his company hopes to complete permitting by this spring and open its doors early in 2018, now that the city council has stood by an ordinance that essentially gives its competitive protections. Joel Favaza, who represents Happy Valley Ventures, said his company is looking full speed ahead after a 5-4 Tuesday night council vote that shot down a move to remove a restriction from the city's 3-year-old medical marijuana zoning ordinance preventing two such businesses from operating within 1,500 feet of each other. More on this story by Ray Lamont in today's Gloucester Daily Times. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com.